Well, I never drank it before I had the goat. Yeah, because the people in, like, in the Middle East, and, it's a very, everybody says that goat milk has more minerals and it's easier to digest. And,
do you make yogurt?
Yeah, we make yogurt. It makes it, every products we've made with it, they have a certain flavor, like, and people who really like that kind of flavor, you know.
Is there a goat milk butter?
No, I don't, well, not that I know of, because, The goat's milk is already homogenized. See, when it comes out, there's no cream on the top. So all the butter fat is right mixed into it.
It smells strong. It smells good.
Okay, bye, everyone. It's already cooled off by the morning. Yeah. Oh, I think it's fantastic. Sweet this morning. It's very good this morning.
You can taste the wheat. You can taste the green, okay?
Yeah.
Is that what I'm tasting?
It's milk's very sensitive, you know, it can pick up the flavors of the environment, like if it's in a barn, it might taste, if the barn is strong smelling, it can taste like that. This is nice, I think, because we milked her out here by the pond this morning.
Very sweet, so what we had the other night before.
Outside and there was the Bowery or Canal Street, you know. But I mean, New York has this other energy that, of course, for an artist is very important, I think. like to drink it first hand. Sometimes the neighbor will come by and get a drink. He'd give it to people or feed it to the chickens. And you always have more than you can use. You know, if people would come up here, usually like to do that. Yeah, like almost everyone that comes here likes to get on the land and do something. They work in the garden. People come, build a fence, or plant fruit trees. It's nice, you know, we've always got some ongoing projects because there's so much land and there's so much to do. No, Lamont and I met at in Berkeley. I guess it was 1960 or 69. I can't remember which year it was, but it was around there. We were both graduate students. And he was, of course, the weirdest guy there. You know, I mean, that was the most strange and bizarre in his music and his ideas. And I was immediately attracted to what he was doing because you know, at that time especially, I was, you know, when you're a student, every new thing that's coming in is so devastating. You know, when you discover what anybody's ideas were that you had never heard about, and then you get them to the next person, you just go through these phases of being knocked over. And his idea, even when we were the same age, was also like that, and even more so because actually I felt my whole life very close to what he has inspired, you know, these long durations and his way of approaching the tones, getting really into the tones. So I went to the, you know, going to composition seminars, and of course Lamont never could sit in as well with those, you know, I mean, people would really, most of the people in the seminar just thought it was completely insane. But we started working together, and did a lot of playing together, improvising, and at that time just exploring acoustical sounds, because electronic music hadn't gotten any, you know, it was just beginning to develop. You know, at that time there were no synthesizers and
no electric keyboards. No. Well, you were playing in a kind of jazz medium. I mean, Lamont, I've always thought that Lamont's improvising was so much like jazz.
No, actually, at that time, I was not doing jazz. I was really into playing classical music. I mean, I was playing a lot of piano and playing a lot of, still at that time, Bach and Webern and Schoenberg and anything, Bartok and Debussy and French people, French Neo. And, you know, I was very interested in piano. And Lamont and I used to play two pianos a lot together, too, at that time.
In the duration style?
Yeah, just kind of free improvisation. There were other people too at that time, Dennis Johnson from Los Angeles, and Terry Jennings, people used to come up and we would do concerts and at Hertz Hall. Lamont had organized some really strange happenings there.
Burning Violet.
Yeah.
You know, your music to me, it has a jazz feeling. Do you admit?
I think so. I'd say that I thought about this a few times about the what it is. Jazz is a very broad term. I think that jazz is a part of it, and what it seems to be is that the land that you live in has a very heavy impact on the rhythms of the land that you live in. And the, you know, just the sun, where the sun affects you, and where the ground and the
earth.
And in this part of the world, in America, let's say in general, there's definitely a certain kind of energy that's hard to avoid. Like magnetizes it in a certain way. So I think jazz developed in this country because of those energies. because of, well, first of all, because of the black people who came out here and had to develop new, their culture again because it was just... Thank you.
Signifier of anonymous movement. Rate 3, the best way to predict the future is to invent it. Thank you.
forth the atmosphere of the pieces. And I find it, like if I try to transpose a piece, sometimes I've done that into another key and I don't like it as well. It doesn't resonate with the same power. Thank you.
my hand in my Solomon. H-U-N-G.
And Guruji says this too, teaching and learning are the same things. I mean, when teaching is a learning experience, because in order to teach, you have to examine the thing very closely, so you're learning yourself what its nature is.
Well, there's been a kind of paranoia or, you know, sadness about so many American composers feeling that their teaching is an obligation, an unwanted one, you know, something that they shouldn't be doing, that they really should be. They should be doing something that removes them from that, you know, and frees them from that. And I haven't sensed that in you.
Yeah. Well, of course, you couldn't teach to the point, especially if you're a performing musician and you want to keep developing, you have to guard a certain space for your own development. I mean, if you taught 18 hours a day before you were really developed yourself, there'd be certain aspects of your own training or own learning that it couldn't be covered, you know. So I like teaching, but of course I would be, you know, up to the limits that I can still do the work that I want to do.
The limits are just your
time.
Your time and
the
amount of
what
that relationship
is. You're in the healing.
Right, and I also am mainly interested in teaching people who are attracted to the ideas, right? I mean, I don't want to go out like a missionary and try to hit people that aren't interested. I mean, that would be a waste of energy. If people are already making steps towards this, then it's a good idea, you know. But otherwise, I think there's just not that much energy to it.
Healing Light Comfort Zone, number 11 on K-Chung Radio. 16:30 a.m. This is Hatchback. This is also Terry Riley sitting in a field talking with a goat.
Well, listening, it goes in periods. There are long periods where I don't hear any of the music. And I think I purposely do it just to try to
with Robert Ashley.
Become in contact with the inner music that's going on, whatever, I, you know, whatever is filtering through. But there are times, I find usually when I'm on tour,
thank you for joining us.
I get exposed to a lot of other music because, you know, you're staying at other people's houses and they want to play your records.
It's the 11th show.
I tend to hear more
this
music
bi-weekly
when I'm on tour than I do when I'm at home. It's kind of interesting. And tour time is always a, you
it's
know,
been my
impression. And it's good too because
pleasure.
You're playing yourself and it's very vital. Time being in the world. Yeah.
To just slowly give it to you.
Occasionally I'll, especially if I don't feel too inspired sometimes, and I want to get take some energy from another musician, I'll go listen to a record I really like.
My comfort zone.
It's nice, I mean, it's really, there's a few records that I do. Well, Guruji's tapes, of course, because they're my main love, and the other things are some of, they're mainly Indian music. They are Indian. Body to
last long song.
I listen to Ali Akbar Khan, like the road connecting. Other, you know, there's no.
Come give us a hug sometime. Maybe we could go for a hike. Share a coffee.
No, I don't take inspiration really from any other keyboard, especially at the present time.
Practice at a get together.
Right now, it's its own cycling machine. I mean, I have to really work
see
really
how each
the
other
idea
are
the
doing. Aura wise.
There are other, you know, things that I hear occasionally that I find, you know, quite good.
Either way,
groups that are starting to work with some of these ideas. Their direction in it because
this
their feelings and everything is different. After a while, as you get older and everything, your own work starts developing. It almost compels you to follow certain things. At least that's what I find. It's